Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman, and we're back again this week. And we got a really cool guest today, and something that we don't talk about as much. I know I had a few guests come on. I had Lorenzo Neal, Akbar, Ajibia Miller to come on, and we talked about financial literacy. Today we have a great agent, Nicole Lynn, who happens to have a book coming out, and you know she is an agent and a great agent at that. But one of the things that she's been talking about over this period of time, and one thing I've heard her talk personally about, is financial literacy and helping these guys out, especially when they get drafted, putting a plan for them in place. Because I feel that there's not a plan for a lot of guys, especially when you come out of school early or you come from a background like I came from where a lot of these things aren't taught. So we got a great guest coming up, Nicole Lynn. How are you?
Hey, thank you for having me.
Which part of the country are you in?
I am in Houston, Texas.
Okay. You know, I've been meaning to kind of cross paths for some time. You got a couple guys that I know that you represent. And I just thought it was great to hear. And I've heard you speak a few times, especially on the financial literacy part, that I think that a lot of guys need to hear.
Yes.
Right. And I'm talking about my 10-year-old self of mine, too, because I think we all go through that where, you know, you just come into your money, you just come into success for the first time, your head's kind of spinning, you don't have any experience in. You know, a lot of guys, especially the younger guys, you know, depending on where you come from, make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, just to hear you talk about that has just been unreal. And, you know, I appreciate you for that. Could you talk a little bit about your book?
The book is called Agent You: Show Up, Do the Work, and Succeed on Your Own Terms. You know, this book is really me pulling back the curtain on how I got to where I am. It's you know, my raw, unfiltered stories, but it also is a blueprint. You know, the number one question I get all the time is, how did you do it? And so this is the blueprint for anybody that's chasing their dreams, anybody that's, you know, chasing after a goal. I want to teach the reader how to be their own agent, how to advocate for themselves, how to negotiate their own deal, how to get a seat at the table, how to find their life's purpose. So this is that, you know, with the checklist of how to get there.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing that, you know, kind of read about you, Nicole, is, you know, your upbringing and some of the things you went through. And I relate a lot to that because, you know, a few times growing up, you know, I was homeless and I lived in shelters and back of the cars and things like that. And I always say this, those things, even though it was a terrible time in my life, has shaped a lot of what's going on now in my life. And the reason why I'm able to, you know, always push forward, always keep things positive, no matter what's going on. How much of that has helped you in some of your upbringing, the things you dealt with? To, you know, kind of your success now?
You know, I think it made me an empath. So it gave me the empathy for people that grew up like me, you know, grew up like you. I've had the same stories, homeless, living in cars, not knowing what I'm going to eat the next day as a child. And so when I'm working with people that have similar stories to me or athletes, I can just relate on a different level. Right. And it also gave me a different level of grit. You know, there was no plan B for me. There's no trust fund. There's nobody to fall on. And so it was either I made it or I didn't. And so I always had that, you know, that drive that maybe others didn't.
No, absolutely. I say this, it puts something in you that most people don't have, right? I mean, until you really struggle and you know what it, you know what it's like to kind of wake up and not knowing what's going to happen the next day. I remember coming home from practice and seeing eviction notices on the door, or the sheriff's coming in, to kick us out. And
yep.
You know, so when people say they're having a hard day, right? my hard days were a lot different. So I look at everything on a grand scheme of things, and I'm able to put a lot of things in perspective. Now, how have you passed this? Because, you know, obviously these guys are coming out of college, you know, young and sometimes early. I came out as a junior, and, you know, you got all these people just coming at you, pulling at you left and right. How do you separate yourself when you go into, you know, being able to talk to new guys, right? Because you got these agents here, some of them are walking up on the college campuses, some of them, you know, just they're always around, and a lot of these guys, they aren't good guys, right? They're in it for the wrong reason. So how do you kind of separate yourself when maybe discussing a new guy coming to sign with you?
You know, I think my work speaks for itself. You know, a lot of my guys have friends in the league or in college and they talk. And so a lot, you know, you get to kind of see that I do it differently. When I'm meeting with recruits, you know, we're talking about the contracts and the negotiation, all that's great, but that's the bare minimum. You know, my conversations are always also about what are we going to do when the game is over? What does that look like? And how am I going to be there right beside you when the NFL, which I think stands for not for long, when that ends?
Right. No, 100%. And you talk about what are you doing after the game. And so I own a MMA league called Lights Out Extreme Fight, and I have a bunch of former guys, former NFL, rugby, former pro athletes that are kind of transitioning into that next phase, and they want to fight. I mean, I know it sounds like more of a brute kind of thing to do, but there's a lot of guys that are just strictly competitive who get done early. You know, I got injured. I blew my knee out. I came back from that, and I blew my Achilles out right after that. So I had two back-to-back major injuries, and I got done when I was 28, going on 29 years old.
Yep.
And so you still have a lot of time left for another career. For me, I got into this MMA space. How are you helping guys? Because that's the hardest part, the transitioning. I remember sitting on set. I had a deal with NFL Network, and I was doing a commentator thing when I got done. And when I got off set, I was like, damn, this isn't enough. Like, I was still going through it for a year or two trying to figure things out, even though I had plenty of things lined up.
Yeah.
How are you helping guys transition after the game?
I start talking about it on day one. It's a lot easier to talk about plan B when plan A is still intact. It's a lot harder to talk about plan B when we have nothing else going. And so I find that let's figure that out while you're at the pinnacle or the height of your career, not when you're on the way out. You know, you're in a better headspace to have those conversations. And then I also, you know, really encourage and push all my guys to finish their degree. Those are things that you know, you're 40 and you don't want to go back and do that. You want to have that over with. And so we do that in the off season with all my players. And we do externships, and they, you know, if they want to start a business, we make sure they have advisors. All of that is early on conversations. And I find that that's a lot easier for their transition.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I say that all the time. And, you know, you have a lot of guys that want to pick up and start doing something when they get done. And, you know, what I tell them, Nicole, I say, look, I'm not saying that's 100% the case, but when you're done, there's a lot of people that don't give a damn, right? I mean, you're not in the same light as you were when you were playing and you were on top of the world and you were on top of your game. And so you have to build these relationships early on. You know, don't go to these people when you get done and you're trying to figure things out. Get into your local towns, get into whatever it is, charity or whatever you plan on doing. When you're done, start doing it early on.
Agreed. Absolutely. You know, and also while your name is still hot, unfortunately, you know, when you're an athlete, it doesn't always, your name does not continue to stay, you know, with the buzz. And so use your brand and your hype while you have it.
I think that's the most important thing. And I said this, and I say it all the time, about building a brand. And a lot of guys have to understand what that is, right? Because it's not necessarily that you have to be a star at NFL. You know, you're going to have your couple big name guys per team, but, you know, on the rest of the roster, you're going to have a lot of guys that people don't know, especially when they get done playing, but you still have a brand. And so just talk a little bit about helping guys build their brand, whether it's through, you know, intellectual property, whether it's through copyright, you know, just something that you kind of help them put together so they have that longevity.
Yeah, you know, I actually talk about this in my book, and it's not just for athletes. You know, every single human is a brand. Lawyers, engineers, accountants, whoever you are, you should be building your brand professionally and personally. And so I encourage my guys to come up with pillars, you know, three or four pillars that are basically the basis for your brand. What are those pillars? Is it faith? Is it family? Is it comedy? And every single thing that you do should fall within those pillars, you know? And then, like you mentioned, finding, if you have a logo, making sure legally that you own that by getting a trademark, or, you know, if you're doing any of merchandise business, making sure you have the right business entities so that your taxes are done correctly. And so building a brand is twofold, but that second part of the actual physical merch brand, we help with all of the business formation and making sure everything's set.
That's extremely helpful because I was fortunate enough, I had Lights Out and I bought Lights Out from another company in Irvine, California back in 2006. But I had the kind of the mindset to already start getting those things set. But when you start talking about intellectual property or guys owning a brand or building a brand or showing them what their brand worth, a lot of guys, they come in and they don't understand, right? They've never heard of it. So that's big ups to you for kind of putting these guys up on it early on, because times is changing. Like when I played, guys were getting paid, but like now they're really getting paid, right?
Oh,
like
they're, yeah.
The contracts are just astronomical and out of this world. And so these one of the things, but it's a personal question for me too. What are some of the biggest downfalls you see with guys early on? For me, it was, kind of separating the whole family thing. Like family was my hardest thing to deal with when I first got into the NFL and I first got my own. Are you still seeing the same thing? Family or close friends and kind of all the people that were around growing up?
Oh yeah. I mean, that is still a day-to-day issue. But it's because most of my guys have big hearts. They want to help everybody, they want to see everybody along the journey with them. And it's tough. I deal with this personally myself, but it's saying, hey, I've got to protect me first. And that's hard for us. Like we're taught, we grow up of saving the hood, saving our parents, saving everybody. And so I have to help my guys say, hey, it's okay to think about you.
Okay. Well, hey, Nicole, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you for jumping on and getting these guys together, right? Because especially where a lot of us come from, we don't have it. And so I appreciate you for, keeping these guys on track and more success. And good luck on that book. Hopefully it's number one.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys, for listening to another Lights Out podcast. Me, Sean Merriman. And that was really cool that Nicole jumped on and just talked about, for one, her book. I think it's going to be a great book if it's anything like I've heard her talk about over the last couple of years, and helping guys out, being a great agent in the industry, being a woman agent in the industry, and just doing her part. So thank you guys for listening in to another Lights Out podcast. Me, Sean Merriman. Keep leaving those reviews, those great reviews. I try to read as many of the messages as possible. And when you hear the podcast, make sure you repost and tell your friends, cousins, uncles, brothers, sisters, brothers, all that to subscribe. And always, I appreciate your support. Thank you.